from Cairo in Egypt. We hear from charity fundraisers Nick O'Brien and Lorcan Byrne as they cycle their way across Africa to raise funds for the Kilbarrack Coast Community Programme and the orphanage in Orlindi, Namibia.
This is Nico and Lorco, and we are doing, I suppose, a series of our trip from Cairo to Cape Town. We're not just going to Cairo to Cape Town by flights and seeing the lovely touristy destinations. We're actually going to go ahead and cycle it. So we are cycling this for a multitude of reasons. One of them being mental health. One of them being taking on the biggest challenge in our lives. One of them being to communicate and to talk to local communities. And one of them is fundraising as well for different charities. So many layers to this. Basically, let us give the background. So my name's Nico. I'm from the north side, and basically I'm an engineer. Lived all my life in Dublin. Did the usual thing. Went off to, you know, America for a year. Worked there. I came back. I'm a water engineer back in Dublin, and I've been working there in Dublin for nearly 3 years. And thought it was time for a bit of a change. Marco, what about yourself?
Nice. So I'm a friend of Nico's from primary school, so we've known each other from a very young age. Slightly similar to Nico, grew up on the north side of Dublin all my life, left after secondary school, have been a little bit all over since then. For the last years I've been living in London as a programme manager for a social integration charity there. I have started my cycling experiences with failing to cycle to Wexford. I made it as far as Gorey with a friend when we were about 17 and got the bus the rest of the way. Thought my cycling days were over then. Turns out they're not. So I've done a few small time tours for a couple of weeks through Europe and America since then, but this is definitely a new level and a new challenge and a new experience.
So basically my cycling experience is I cycled across Ireland once or twice, and I did the Ring of Kerry. And you know what? We're going to take on a 6 month journey, over 12,000 kilometers, give or take, through 10 different countries. As I said, starting in Egypt, in Cairo, and making it all the way down to South Africa. So the whole idea is that hopefully we're going to do a little series about 5 minutes each week, and we'll just talk about the highs and the lows and bring you on this so-called adventure with us.
So I think we didn't really know anything about the cycle before doing it. However, we got in touch with, through Facebook, some very random links with another Irish guy called Tomás, who's doing the trip about 2 months ahead of us, and he very kindly, from nothing essentially, being a total stranger, so he picked up the phone and chatted to me for an hour at midnight in Cairo when he's just about to start his trip, and opened us up to loads of links and other Irish people like Willie and Dee, who we've since met with for 4 and 5 hours, who've kind of opened up us up to a community of cycling of people who have actually done this trip. And there's a 60-year-old couple from Amsterdam who just finished in Cape Town themselves after about 9 months and 20,000 kilometres, and they've given you both the perspective that it is possible to do, but also an enthusiastic feeling and excitement to want to do it too. I think the challenge of it is definitely one thing, like it's a bigger dream, it's a bigger trip or adventure than I've ever done before, and it's definitely a big challenge to try and get from A to B. And I think being self-determined and travelling in a way that I am moving myself rather than getting the bus or the train or a flight gives me a greater sense of achievement and development from that. So that's definitely one reason for it. And I think also just, it was something I was chatting to my mum about a few weeks ago, it's just, when do you feel most free? And for me, being on a bike out in the open, seeing beautiful things, camping at the end of the day, hopefully you've made yourself a little bit of food by a campfire, really enjoying that meal, putting your head down to sleep, and it's probably not the most comfortable place to sleep, but getting a great night's sleep because you really have live that day and exercise that day, and you feel good, you feel that your day was full, and doing that every day for a long period of time is what appeals to me. I think for me, like, in the most initial sense, it comes from a sense of adventure and a sense of new experiences and things that I haven't done before, a place I haven't been before, and Africa is very, very much a part of that. Nico will have had experience kind of volunteering and doing different charity things in Africa before, and I think the idea of experiencing something so new and totally different is really appealing to me. But also a major part of the trip is that we're lucky enough to have the opportunity to do it, and majorly to learn about something new and something different and something that we don't know about. So one example would be Sudan is stereotypically viewed very dimly by people as very dangerous, very unsafe, and very worried about going there. But actually, any cyclist that we've spoken to says Sudan is the most welcoming place with the nicest people who will refuse to not let you stay with them for free and give you dinner and all these other things. So I think discovering how to break down those stereotypes and learn about ourselves is a massive incentive to go to such a different place, and such a vibrant place as well in terms of culture and all of those things as well.
So Lorcan touched on the point there that I'd been to Africa before, and yes, I went in a volunteering capacity, and I think a lot of people think of Africa in that, and we're doing a bit of fundraising as well, and there's that perception, aren't you great going to Africa fundraising, help out as an engineer and stuff. I suppose, do you know what, I'm actually going back to Africa for the crack. It's hard to explain, but when you, I suppose, I've never experienced such a community of people who relies on each other and have such a wealth of happiness. So like this place in Zambia where I was, that wouldn't have a huge amount of money but would have a lot of food, and because of that they just get to, I suppose, chill out a lot of the days. It's just a completely different experience, and that's what I'm chasing, is to learn from that and get an actual kick. It's funny, I go from Ireland, which is meant to be, you know, a fantastic place to live, to go to Africa to get an uplift and a mental uplift from the local people, because when we travel, and even when we landed in Cairo just today, we can talk without language to literally anyone and have a good bit of crack. Here's an example. Larkin wanted to get his head shaved, so we went to a barber's. Could we find a barber's? Not a chance. Nowhere. We were passing just one of a million people who we passed. Asked the guy nicely. We did this sign for scissors to the hair. He said, he kind of like gestured, no problem. Went back on his track, brought us down two streets, and showed us to his local barber's. And then just continued on his way. It was just like, all the best. And when we went in, the barbers and all the community there had such crack. We didn't have a language there, but
we had my head of hair to play with.
Yes, that's what we did.
Putting a mohawk into my head, giving me a Tibetan monk ponytail.
Everyone was in on it.
It turns out those things are universal. Anyone can laugh at that. So there are common experiences to be had and shared all along the way. And I guess that there's one aim of these weekly updates on the radio, it's that we can learn ourselves about things that we meet along the way and share with other people, that, you know, break down some stereotypes, some different stories and experiences of what the world is like in Africa and in these different countries that we go to, and for that to be a positive experience too. And hopefully to do some fundraising along the way for both KCCP, Kilbarra Coast Community Programme on the north side, and Orlindi Village in Namibia, which are the two charities that we're fundraising for. And there's a GoFundMe page for that. So if you type in GoFundMe and when we go south, you'll find that. And if you want to follow our adventures in any more detail, we've just done our first podcast, which is us rambling in a lot more detail. And that'll be up on both Facebook and Instagram. And they're both under When We Go South as well.
So Google it and slap in When We Go South, all one word, and you'll see us pop up. Join in with us if you'd like. Johnny, thanks very much for having us on. And any questions or anyone, just throw it up on Facebook or on Instagram, and we will definitely get to them. Till next week, folks. It is me, Nico, and my colleague here, Larkin. We bid you a good evening or a good night. Thanks very much, lads. All the best.
Clontarf locals Nick O'Brien and Larkin Byrne, first episode reporting from Cairo about their 12,000-kilometre fundraising cycle through Africa.
That was Nick O'Brien and Lorcan Murphy speaking from Egypt. And if you'd like to follow their progress, check out nearfm.ie every Thursday between 11 and 1, or you can support their fundraiser by going to gofundme.com/when we go south?